Beloved listeners, this is Kenneth Lesser welcoming you to another Advanced Living Radio program. Get ready, more fun and adventure. We are here to make your day and make your life sparkle. And you know, every day I pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. Why? So we can enjoy a global loving community. Hey, peace on earth is not just a concept. Step by step, we're going to get there. And today's guest, oh, what a blessing. Are you ready, folks, for someone that can transform your lives just powerfully, so quickly? This wonderful guest named Beverly Nadler, and she's an award-winning author, dynamic keynote speaker, trainer, seminar, and workshop leader. She also, yes, here's a good thing for those that want some help, she also works privately with clients as a reprogramming coach using some amazing, amazing techniques, which we'll discuss later on. Beverly's many credentials, they include being a certified hypnotherapist, a lifetime member of the International Association of Counselors and Therapists. She's taught at the Learning Annex a number of years, a former owner of a successful weight loss stop smoking center in, yes, New York City. She's been interviewed on numerous radio and TV shows, including Good Day New York. Well, her expertise covers many subjects related to personal, professional, and spiritual growth, natural healing, anti-aging, and stress management. And her audio tape, oh, you're going to love this, Success Through Self-Confidence, which is still available, was a Walden Books bestseller for several years. That's hot. A true example of what she teaches, Beverly healed herself from cancer in 1994. Hey, that's hot. You know, it's just not everyone's running around doing that, and she's done it. And after that, she completed a home study course and two manuals called Dynamic Self-Healing. And its purpose is to give people the information they need in order to heal or, even more important, avoid serious illness, right? We don't need to get this stuff when we live right, and she's here to show us how. She also, get ready for this, lost 25 pounds 8 years ago and has kept the weight off. And another key one, anyone out there want to do more exercising, but they just can't get around to it? Well, she, as a reprogrammer, reprogrammed her own mind to love to exercise, and something that she used to avoid like the plague, but now she absolutely loves it. Yes, and in her personal life, you're in the Northeast. She's in Connecticut, is a mother of three grown children, and her latest book, which we're going to discuss today, Vibrational Harmony. Well, if you've ever heard of Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Mark Victor Hansen, a powerful, powerful, very wealthy, very caring man, he's looked at her book, and basically, what does he say? He says, if you're ready to effortlessly achieve your heart's desires, read Beverly's brilliant, insightful, and easy-to-do book. And do what it says and get it all. Oh, wow. Well, here we are. Beverly, are you ready to come and have fun and share great things with our listeners?
I sure am. In fact, as I listened to that marvelous accolades that I got, I was really excited to hear what I have to say.
Exactly. And well, you should be. It's important to pause sometimes and connect to our own beauty and to receive that and be inspired by it. Now, this comment of Mark Victor Hansen's, I mean, because this is a powerful man that knows his way around the best of the best techniques, and when he makes mention that your work, brilliant, insightful, and easy to do, do what it says and get it all. I mean, that's amazing. So would you help... is really getting what you really want as easy to do as Mark Victor Hansen says by following your ways?
Oh, let me think now. I'd say there's a simplicity to it, but easy, it has to do with the way we actually are programmed. I think probably your listeners would know what that means, the subconscious mind, the part that comes in and says, no, I can't do that, or this is too difficult, or that's not going to work. It's the doubts and the fears and all of the stuff that goes on. But actually, in reality, if one really, truly follows the information, understands what I'm teaching about the laws, puts themselves in vibrational harmony, which is what we're going to talk about, of course,
mm-hmm.
And releases, that's the big key, the things that stand in the way, yes, they can get what they want. But nothing is as easy as anybody would like it to be.
Okay. See, now listening to you, what it reminds me of the idea of standing at the door of life from the old TV prize shows. Which door would you pick? And you pick the door, and you go to open it. Well, it's locked, but no problem. They're happy to give you the key. The trick is, there's 500 keys on the key ring. Oh, my goodness, that could be discouraging. And yet, one of the keys is going to work, and when you have it, opening that door is easy. And what I'm hearing is that you can help us sort through a lot of the pathways that we've gone on that didn't work and get on one that does, and when we're on the right path, it gets a lot easier. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Simple as that. I love your analogy, by the way. It's beautiful. Yeah, I've spent over 30 years on this path to find out what makes life really work. I've taken more trainings and courses and read more books than probably 50 people put together. And when I wrote Vibrational Harmony, it was to give a compilation, to bring together, to correlate and integrate the massive amount of material that's out there so that regular people, and what I mean by regular people, are people who want a better life, but they're not necessarily into a spiritual trip or a scientific trip. They're good people, they want a better life, but you know, they can't spend the time and go through all the various things. And so that was my job. I think it's self-appointed, I suppose, but who knows? You know, maybe that's why I came here. But it's to put the work together in a way that brought together so many different things and showed people, here, this is what works. And also,
so they don't have to go through and learn a bunch of jargon or strange words, or they don't have to put on a costume or do a special dance to get benefit from your book?
Hey, a special dance and a costume. No, that's just an extra part of fun that they can do.
Okay, so they could have fun if they wanted to do that.
Absolutely.
But it's not. This is like nuts and bolts, common sense stuff for anybody out there.
Exactly right.
And if they go to www.beverlynadler.com, that's, yes, as you would guess, Beverly, and then Nadler.com. They get to see your smiling face. Oh, those are beautiful, caring eyes, and I've seen them in person. And they are, Beverly.
Well, thank you.
It's an honor to know you. And there they can start learning more about and you and what you offer and order your books. And there's other goodies you have. But okay, so this term vibrational harmony, go ahead a little bit more about that. It's, you know, down-to-earth stuff, right? And what else?
Well, what vibrational harmony means is that everything is energy. I think that your listeners probably relate to that. When Einstein said everything was energy, I don't know if people really got at that point, but he was talking about everything, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. There isn't a thing in this universe, whether we can see it or not see it, hear it or not hear it, feel it or not feel it, is energy. And that includes our thoughts and our feelings, our attitudes, our beliefs, our emotions. They are definitely energy. And energy vibrates. All energy vibrates. Would you say that that's something that makes sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. And like you were saying, more and more people are understanding the idea that what seems to be a solid matter, at one level, if you get your electron microscope out, you start to find out, and you go deep enough into this, that it's a vibration.
That's it. Everything is a vibration. So the point of that title is that vibrational harmony means that you can create through your vibrations the things that you want in your life. You can attract them when you're in harmony with them, because the subtitle is why people don't get what they want and how they can. And the reason they don't is because they are not in vibrational harmony with what they want. Mm. And so you could be sitting and praying and meditating and affirming and imaging, let's say, material things. Let's say things that have to do that cost a lot of money, or let's say money itself. But there's a lot of stuff, a lot of beliefs at the subconscious level that are operating that are not in harmony with you attracting money. And therefore, you can be wanting this, but it's not going to happen. Or you could be wanting the desirable mate, you know, the person that has all the little things that you'd like. And hopefully everybody out there knows that with a desirable mate, there's also comes some things that are not so desirable, but tolerable, right? I mean, that's just life, you know. That's called a law of polarity, by the way.
Okay.
So, but if you have a belief at some level, and you're not aware of it, we're not aware of most of our beliefs. So there's a belief that says, men or women, you know, it depends on who's sending out their vibration.
Yeah.
Never pay attention to me, or they don't really appreciate me, or they're no good, or they don't understand me. Well, you're not going to get that mate that you want. Just not coming to you, because what you're vibrating is not in harmony with what you want. So the object is to know what you want, and then to bring your mind, conscious and subconscious, into harmony with it by having the right beliefs, the right feelings, the right programs. And, of course, we don't. I mean, we have all been brought up in a society where we're constantly put down, where we're constantly told all the things that we can't do or the things we must have in order for us to be okay. I mean, you just have to watch television to know all the things we're supposed to have. And you know, people put themselves down for that. So a lot of our beliefs are not our own in the sense that we created them, but nevertheless, they are vibrating into the universe, and they are interfering with what we want.
Ooh. That's not good.
No, it's not.
No, so if we're not getting what we want, I mean, to me, this is such a key point that I want to make sure if we're on target, if I'm hearing you correctly. We can have all the best intentions, and we can have desires, and we could cut out pictures and slap them up on our walls or get tattoos if we're so inclined, whatever. But until we get some inner alignment with that goal or with that desire, we're going to be frustrated and not getting it. Is that what you're saying?
I sure am. You said it so succinctly and so well. You really got it. And the worst part about the frustration, the not getting it, is that you start then to put yourself down. You start saying, what's wrong with me? Why isn't this happening? I'm doing all the right things. I'm thinking about what I want. I'm even sitting here meditating on it. Why isn't it happening? And then the next thing you know is you lose self-confidence, you lose self-esteem, you lose belief in yourself, and now you have brought your vibrations down to a negative place where it's impossible for them to vibrate with what you want.
Oh, and that ties back in, doesn't it, to this audio tape, Success Through Self-Confidence. Does that help to fight off some of that tendency that we have if something's not working to what's wrong with me versus how about a more useful question like, well, that didn't work. What do I need to do next to make this work?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that tape up. That is it's a remarkable tape. And I say that because I got a letter from someone years after the tape was no longer available through Walden Books, and then after that, one of the other larger book companies took it up. Right this moment, I can't even remember which one, paid me for years, but I have access to it now.
Okay.
And the letter I got from this woman was so remarkable, Ken. She had searched me out online, and she was literally in a state where she was thinking, believe it or not, of committing suicide. Life, she felt, was totally useless and worthless. She was constantly in a state of depression. And she said she found my tape. She has no idea how, and I'm going to say she found it by vibrational harmony. There was a part, not that we weren't even talking about that at the time,
yes.
But here's an example of it. She, part of her absolutely wanted a solution. It was a part of her that was miserable, but there was a part of her that wanted a solution. And so one day, she walked into a bookstore, and it jumped out at her. She picked it up. She started to listen to it. She said she jogged with it, and she totally turned her life around. And she had to write to me to tell me that it is her constant companion, her jogging companion, and it has changed her life.
Well, that's key. And is that something that's available on your website?
I'm glad you asked. It's not. And I was just talking to myself today, and I said I've got to put the page up for it. But anyone can write to me, go to my website, and just write to me.
And what website is that?
www.beverlynadler.com.
BeverlyNadler.com.
Right, and they can just click on every single page. It's got how to reach me. The only thing I'd ask them to do is to put Ken Radio in the subject lines, because I get 100 emails a day, but if I'm getting an email that says Ken Radio, I'm going to read that right away.
Okay.
I really want to serve your listeners, and they can simply ask for the tape.
Okay.
And it will be posted, but, it's not going to be posted in the next week or so.
Sure.
It will be, and it's very, very, very reasonable. It's only
$12. Oh, that's a bargain.
Yes, it is a bargain. Because
they're
shipping
and handling,
but that's like
from suicide, huh?
The shipping and handling is $3.
Okay.
But it's really very worthwhile. And that's why I was saying to myself, as I said this morning, I've really got to get that tape up there.
Oh, good. Good, perfect tie-in. Now, many of my listeners have heard about this thing called The Secret, a popular DVD, a New York Times best-selling book, and, it's about energy and attracting to you what you want with your thoughts. What I'm wondering is, how is your teaching different than that?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I've got a number of references on my website that explain what's different, but let me tell you, readers, there's a lot of things that are left out, and that's why The Secret doesn't work for many people. The Secret will work if, get this is a very important point, if you are already programmed for what you want at the subconscious level,
yes,
and then you start really focusing on it, it's going to work. It's going to work.
Mm.
But if you're not, then you're going to run into that frustration we were talking about.
Yes.
And they will have no idea why, because repeated over and over in this DVD, and I guess in the book, I didn't read the book, I did see the DVD,
sure,
over and over, it's all your thoughts, it's all your thoughts, it's all your thoughts. And people are, they're trying to change their thoughts, and they're not understanding why things aren't working. And I want to tell you, it's not your conscious thoughts, it's your subconscious thoughts. And beyond that, it's not only your thoughts. There is You know, there's a creative power in the universe. I mean, many people call it God. That's a perfectly good name for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there are some things that are predestined. As much as we have free will, there are some things we're not going to change, or there are some situations that are beyond our control. And if we don't recognize that, we fall into the trap of self-condemnation and self-criticism. And I have a point that I want to bring out about that.
Yes, please.
Is that everyone who is on the American Idol, I'm sure people listen to this, watch the American Idol, or anyone who's ever entered any contest,
okay.
Everybody wants to win.
Sure.
And everybody focuses on winning. And everybody's talented, or they wouldn't have gotten that far. But there's still only one winner. Does that mean all the other people did it wrong? They had the wrong beliefs? They had the wrong thoughts that they should beat themselves up because they couldn't make it happen?
Mm.
No. There are circumstances beyond our control. But I want to say this also. In spite of that, the more we learn about how the universe works, and that's part of the difference in my book, is I explain the other laws. The law of attraction is really composed of the law of vibration, the law of polarity, the law of cause and effect, the law of rhythm, the law of relativity.
Ooh.
These are all part of it, and nobody's telling you that.
And is that, I know you've shared that with our listeners, can they find that in the book, Vibrational Harmony?
Absolutely. That's
Ooh.
What makes my book different. It explains that. And the other thing, the other key, is that I explain how the mind works, conscious, superconscious, and subconscious, and I give techniques for releasing the negative programming, the negative beliefs, the negative thoughts, the negative emotions that are interfering with getting what you want.
Now, I know people can contact you for counseling. You've got an extensive background, or coaching, whatever.
Right, coaching.
I guess you probably call it, what, reprogramming coach?
Well, I'm a reprogramming coach, meaning that it's not what I don't do what most coaches do, and what they do is very valuable. They will keep you on track, and they'll get after you, and they'll say, okay, we decided to do this, and then next week they'll say, why didn't you do it? What I do is find the cause of why people can't do what they want to do, because the program literally stops them, and then we change the programming. So I'm not the usual coach. Mine is to help them change and to teach them how to do it themselves so they don't have to come to me for the rest of their life.
Oh, wow. Now, that's wonderful. I mean, because it's great to be able to go to someone and get key help in your life. I mean, that alone would be fabulous, which you can do. And on top of that, someone consulting with you for a period of time not only gets problem solved, subconscious, unconscious programming, repatterned for success, they learn how to do this for themselves?
Right. And then they would, if they run into a problem, yeah, they can contact me again. But I don't know. You know, Ken, I don't know if it's true for all coaches, but what I've noticed is many times it's that it's kind of forever, sort of like psychotherapy. You just keep going and going and going and going. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it doesn't have to be done like every week. Maybe you can check in with people every few months. And so I'm saying people, if they want to, and I don't put any time, you know, like get back to me at so-and-so time, I ask them to think, how much do you think you can do this on your own? Great. And if you run into a problem, contact me.
Ah, boy, now that's a great approach. Talk about coaching. To me, I mean, it's kind of like a marvelous form of a super parenting where you raise kids and then you turn them loose so they go live their lives. And while you're not parenting your clients, they do end up powerful and on their own, and then they can, you know, just...
That's great. You know, what you just said is, yeah, I want to empower the people. But, you know, they can't be empowered if they don't have the information.
Yeah.
There are so many books and tapes and manuals and seminars on change. I mean, we know that. The personal development, professional development, spiritual growth, tons of material, but a lot of it does not get to the real issues that allow people to change. The subconscious mind has to believe that what you're doing can work. And if it doesn't have information or knowledge that tells it why it can work, then you're going to be doing this, and the mind is going to keep saying, but this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work, which is going to interfere with the ability for it to work.
Mm. Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so in other words, you've got to not only have a conscious intent, you've got to get cooperation from the subconscious mind, and that's where beliefs are stored? Is
yes.
That what I'm hearing?
Yes. You know, Ben, I actually separate the mind into three parts. Most only separate it into two, which is conscious mind and subconscious. But there is a difference. There's a third part, which is the superconscious. And that's the part that is in communication with the power that created the universe. That's where you get your intuition from. That's where your absolute knowing comes from. And that part of us needs us to vibrate at a strong enough point. It's like when people say, well, I want help, you know, for my inner being, but it's not happening. We can confuse subconscious programming with superconscious knowledge, and they're two totally different things. Our programs are the result of our inheritance and also what we have learned in our environment. And a third thing, which most people don't want to tell you this either, it's mass mind consciousness. If there's only one energy field, everything that's ever happened is vibrating in that energy field, and we are affected by beliefs that are what I call mass beliefs. There are mass beliefs about aging, you know, what's supposed to happen to you as you get older, and it becomes part of our consciousness. So we're affected not only by what we inherit and by what people, you know, usually good intentions, not always, but let's say good intentions or bad intentions, what they tell us, environmental programming, but we're also affected by mass mind. That's all a part of our programming.
Wow.
And the subconscious stores all of it.
Huh. Now, I want to, I don't know if this would make sense. I'm wanting to relate to that concept. If we walk into a room and there's some people that are happy, versus walking into a room where there's, whatever, 5, 10 people that aren't feeling so good. Or we could walk into a room where people are just kind of neutral.
Yeah.
And we would notice in going into each of those rooms that we would be inclined to feel a little differently. We could start off in a good mood. If we went into the happy room, we'd probably stay in a good mood. If we went into the neutral room, who knows? We might stay happy. We might mellow out a little. And if we went into the room where people are just upset and hurting and in pain, it would probably be very difficult to maintain happiness in the midst of that. And that's just an example with a few people in a room. And if I'm hearing you correctly, we're looking at, because we're living on this planet and because people have had feelings, humanity for how many thousands of years, we could say has not been a happy camper in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're indicating that we've got to take into account the fact that this mass planetary consciousness has been predominantly one of pain and abuse and subjugation. There's been some real ugly stuff going on for a long time, and those thought forms are something that we have to take into account if we're going to move our lives ahead, if I'm understanding you.
You are understanding me, Ken. You really are.
Oh.
We have that stuff we take on, and to the degree that our genetics and our environmental background supports the negative, we're going to take in a lot more of the negative.
Oh.
And to the degree that we have been raised in this ideal situation with parents that love and adore us and tell us that we can have anything that we want and life is wonderful, we will be more in harmony with that.
Ah.
So that's why it's a job for each person to change their programming, because if we don't, then we are literally living other people's programs.
Oh. Oh.
And it's the superconscious, by the way, that other part that will help us. That's important for people to know. Otherwise, we feel like this is hopeless. This is absolutely hopeless. How can I change in the face of that? No, we have that. That's the God spark within us. And when we awaken it, and meditation, prayer, asking, you know, with the intention, I really want help. I really want to create a better life for myself. And when you create a better life for yourself, you create it for the entire planet in the sense that we then vibrate more positively. So we put more positive vibrations into the energy field.
Ah, okay, into the mass consciousness of humanity.
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we really, each one, you know, everybody doesn't have to have a incredible, important purpose, like I have this special mission, I've got to do this. You know what, you said it at the beginning, what I enjoyed listening to you. You talked about fun. You talked about enjoyment. When we are vibrating at that level, we are putting wonderful vibrations into the universe. We are changing mass consciousness.
And getting to have fun, too.
Absolutely.
Talk about a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Our fun impacts upon the universe. So we have fun, and we know that we're helping others. And everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody gets a good feeling from knowing they're helping somebody.
So being loving to yourself and having fun, having joy, and connecting, like you say, to the superconscious, which I don't know if that would also be called, for some people, some religions, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit.
Actually, yes, it would be.
Okay.
I never bring in because I avoid religious connotations, only because people who are stuck in that particular religion, they'll read something and say, I can't read this because it's against my religion. So I'm strictly into the spiritual stuff. But that would be correct, yes.
Okay. I do what I can to be a bit ecumenical and include a lot of different religious philosophies.
Well, you know, most people don't know that.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No,
I didn't
that's okay.
To. Most people don't know that the word God, I mean, that creative power, there's hundreds of different names. Hundreds. So other people have different names for a creative power that gave rise to the universe. And it is true that this spark, when they talk about the Holy Ghost, it's that spark of God coming into you, into your being. You, when I say you, I'm talking about people. We are, and of course you know this and you teach this in your programs, which are wonderful, that we're really a spirit in a body. And so when we bring in and align ourselves with our higher vibrations. That's how you do it. With gratitude, with love, that's how you align yourself with this part of you, this spark of you, which will help you. It doesn't change things for you. Some people do. They have grace. Okay, we have to, you know, but that's a whole different subject, and that's not one that I cover. That somehow, in spite of everything, they have grace. But generally, in this world, in this day and age, we've got to do it ourselves. We've got to make that change. And that comes through aligning with this power that's within us, recognizing, acknowledging, looking for, identifying the programs, patterns, emotions that interfere with what it is that we want, that interfere with our being able to have joy. And then changing them through the reprogramming techniques that I teach.
Now, you know, I'm getting a little curiosity because we're told, if people get into it in the first of the Ten Commandments, I'm the Lord thy God, thou have no other gods before me, or essentially put God first.
Right.
And you mentioned the superconscious. And I know for many people, forming a powerful relationship with their Creator is a desire, and yet oftentimes still a challenging goal to achieve. And what I'm wondering, and I don't know if you've had results with this, but my guess in this is that when you help people align that subconscious mind so that there's not all this inner sabotage going on, I'm wondering if it makes it easier for people to go deeper on their spiritual path.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
I had one client call me up specifically for he had no issue, or so he thought. He said, I just want to be a more spiritual person, and I believe that if I can release the things that stand in the way, if we can identify them, I will be a more spiritual person.
Mm.
And he had unbelievable results because we identified something going on in his life that where he had not forgiven something in his life, and that was following him, that was in his energy field, it was interfering with his being able to move into that space. And when he was able to recognize it and were able to release it, because forgiving doesn't mean that, well, what you did is okay and I'm happy with it. It means that I no longer want this energy field to interfere with my moving on. And so I'm going to let it go. That's why you forgive. It's for you more than the other person.
Mm.
But that just happens to be his thing that we discovered, that was what was standing in his way.
Sure.
And from a material or a human third dimensional point of view, he had every right to hold on to his anger. Every right. It was a cruel thing that had been done to him. But it didn't serve him on his path. And, you know, a lot of things, when we don't get what we want and we think that life should be easier, you probably noticed that there are things that we go through that serve us on our path, even though they are things that we most assuredly would not have chosen and wonder, why did God let this happen to me?
Okay, so God's not up there throwing stuff in our way to make our life tough.
No, not really.
Oh, well.
But we do have challenges. Like my challenge of cancer in 1994.
I was wondering about that. I mean, that's huge. How did you heal yourself of that?
The first thing that I had to do was go back into my mind and recognize that if I heard the word, and I want to say right at the beginning, I do not recommend anyone do this. No one do this. But this is what I did, and I'm going to tell it to you because there's a specific reason. At the time, I knew that if I heard the word cancer from an expert, I was going to die. There was not a question in my mind that my subconscious was so programmed with the fear of cancer that it was a death sentence, that I could not hear the word.
Oh.
So I did not go to a medical doctor. That's the first thing. I do not recommend that now because, first of all, there are many more advances, especially nutritionally and holistically, some that I know about because I've made this an important area of my life because I don't want anybody to have to suffer the way I suffered. So I can tell people about that if cancer is an issue for them. But
One quick thing, because I want to hear the rest of your story, and there's a key point. There have been people that have been told by sincere, well-studied medical professionals, you've got a big disease. You've got cancer or lupus or leukemia or something. And what I want to know is, can these people turn to you to go to BeverlyNadler.com, turn to you and help get that programming changed so that if they got this news, that we could transform it from a death sentence to, oh, well, that's just your opinion, doctor.
I would say that as long as no one holds me accountable, I would definitely want to help them change their programming. In other words, I do not in any way, shape, or form hold myself out as a medical person. But I would definitely would work with somebody to help them change their programming. And I would also make recommendations of products which they are free to take or not take, but that I know work.
Okay.
Because I have pages upon pages upon pages of testimonials. But they do have to change their belief, absolutely. As long as they have been, it's been instilled in them, I will check it. I work on the phone, by the way, and I work with, I'm sure you're familiar with muscle testing.
Yes.
Applied kinesiology. And you're probably aware that one can test someone else, and they don't have to be present.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I do that.
Remote muscle testing?
Right. Remote muscle testing, yes. So I'm not going to heal anybody, but I am going to do the work, whatever it takes, to help them change their programming, and we will test it.
Yeah. Yeah, if I understand from talking to you and lots of holistic doctors, the practitioner doesn't do the healing.
The body heals.
The body does the healing.
Right.
And
but the mind is so, its effect is enormous. That's why they call something, the placebo effect, which the medics say is a bad thing, but it's a wonderful thing,
Yeah.
Because placebo effect is when you are not taking anything and you believe you're taking a drug that's supposed to heal you and you get better.
Oh. Well, this was used powerfully. What I understand is some of the medical professionals in the late 1800s, turn of the century, that were in rural areas, they used this principle to their advantage. They'd be out away from their office for could be weeks, could be a couple of months, going from farm to farm, and they could run out of particular things. And if I'm understanding, some of these doctors learned of this, and even though they didn't have the normal medications, they discovered that if they told the patient, here, take this, and it was a placebo, could have been sugar pills, but they started to see these people getting well. And, I mean, isn't that better to do that to someone and help them get well than to say, oh, I ran out of the medicine, Bob. I'm sorry, you die and your farm goes under.
Yes, I didn't know that story, by the way. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, this was stuff that the doctors had used, and of course then it's gotten kind of this bad rap. Oh, it's a placebo. And it's like, well, that's okay. The subconscious mind does not understand, our brain doesn't know the difference between a real event and an imagined one. So if we're in there imagining, we've got a powerful drug as far as our body's concerned.
Correct. The only thing I want to make sure is that no one listening feels that, well, I'll just do that only and I'll never take anything, because unless at a subconscious level, that's deep within, you believe it's going to work, it's not necessarily going to work. There are things that we need to do. I'm not into...
Hello? Hello?
Let me say this, that anyone can write to me what I want. They need to go to my website, click on the link to send me, write Ken Radio, and ask me any question, and I will answer it. Not only that, if they go to my website and they request anything from me, I will also send them an article that is not on my website and that is separate from what's in my book, and that's free of charge. That's just a gift to your people.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. So we want to all take time to go to www.beverlynadler.com, BEVERLYNADLER, Nadler, BeverlyNadler.com. Oh, thank you, Beverly, and thank you for that caution. As you were saying that, we know there's powerful energies. Every religion on the planet, as far as I know, has record of miracle healings.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing, amazing healings. And
but we don't want people to not use physical. I use a lot of physical things. When I healed, I didn't do anything. I changed my nutrition. I was using enzymes. I was into chiropractic, breathing techniques, reflexology. But a lot of my work was on my mind, a lot of it, to remind myself that I knew and I know the body heals itself when it has what it needs. And I was very fortunate because I was married to a chiropractor, so I had learned that this is true. It really is true. But one of the things it needs is a mind that supports the healing. So I did many things. When I went to the doctor, finally, I went to, I knew I had to go to a doctor because I had symptoms that I was not able to do anything with. And when I went, I was told that I had, I don't know, I think stage 3 or stage 4 cancer. It was pretty, you know, pretty bad.
Yeah.
I had surgery to remove the tumor, which was in my colon, and the doctor came in after the surgery, and he said, he was standing there, he was like dumbstruck. He said, I've never seen anything like this. I said, what? He said, that tumor was totally dead.
Mm.
So
wow.
That's what I had done with my healing. We couldn't get rid of the mass, but it was a totally dead tumor. So the surgery took the tumor, you know, took it out. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
And the poor doctor says to me, he says, after he says, I've never seen anything like that in my life, his next statement is, now you can have chemotherapy and radiation.
Ah.
And I said, why would I do that? He told me it's gone.
Yeah.
He said, protocol. I want everybody out there to be very careful about protocol. Get another opinion when somebody tells you it's protocol.
Oh. So they would have, even though it wasn't, at least in your opinion, it wasn't needed anymore because the tumor had died.
Right.
They were still going to do it because that was just what they
protocol.
Know. That's their procedure.
Yeah.
Protocol.
Yeah. But fortunately, well, it's quite a few years later, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I want to tell you one of the most important things that I released.
Sure.
Negative thoughts and emotions.
Oh.
That's covered in my book, and it is the key to really being able to change.
Oh.
When you have negative thoughts and emotions, they wear down your vibration.
Yes.
When you are vibrating in a low, what can I say, low frequency, you are in vibrational harmony with things you don't want. That's where sickness is. That's where accidents are. That's where people that you don't want in your life come in. That's where events and circumstances and situations that do not support you, they're at that low frequency. And when we are in a negative state of anger and fear and frustration and worry and resentment and envy and greed, and need I go on, we are vibrating at that level. Now, we're human. We're going to have both emotions. People are going to get angry. I would be the last person to say you should never get angry. My point is that we need to go in and literally release these emotions so that they don't stay in our body and keep messing up our vibration. And the interesting thing is that when we release them, not by yelling and screaming at ourselves or somebody else, when we release them through the processes, which are called energy psychology processes,
okay,
they become just neutral energy. Just neutral energy.
Mm. Good.
It is. It's
good.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, to me, those emotions are natural emotions. The problem seems that some people want to hold on to them like it's a destination vacation spot or something they're going to. I mean, God, no. That's not what we want.
Brilliant.
Yes, we can feel some...
Brilliantly said.
Huh?
I have to make another point because I know that our time is running out, and I
yes.
need to tell this to your listeners. The reason I got cancer, okay?
Yes.
The reason I got cancer is because I was a product of the positive thinking movement, and whenever I felt bad about the fact that what I wanted, which was primarily to get my teaching out, that's what I wanted,
yes.
and it wasn't happening, we're talking about through the 80s and the 90s, wasn't happening as before The Secret, people weren't into believing everything is energy, I wasn't having the results I wanted. Instead of acknowledging this and releasing the negative energy, I buried it, I denied it, I ignored it, I repressed it, I suppressed it. If you want to get sick, that's what you do with negative emotions. Repress them, suppress them, ignore them, deny them. If you don't want to get sick, you accept that you have them, you acknowledge them, and you release them.
Mm, and that's where people can turn to you, going to BeverlyNadler.com. To get some of this powerful reprogramming coaching, huh?
It would be my pleasure, truthfully.
And they can, short of that, they go to that website to get the book, or how
right,
do
they can order my book. They can also subscribe to my newsletter, which is called Live Your Vision Newsletter. It's a free newsletter. There's a link to click, and they will be on the subscriber list. I don't have the subscriber list, so I can't add it. It's a service. They need to click the link.
Sure.
But they will get on that list, and I talk about these things all the time. Every month I send out a newsletter which tells the pieces that have been left out in all these teachings so that people can understand it. I put it in there. And I also always want people to respect themselves, realize they are human. They are going to falter. They are going to make mistakes. Do you know that when scientists discover anything, they can go through 10 years of, quotes, errors? They don't beat themselves up. They are very happy when they have finally made the discovery.
Yes. Yeah, persistent without self-judgment.
That's correct. Unconditional love of oneself is so important. Very few people have it. And yes, that is something we can also work on. And I don't have it all the time, but I remind myself because I have the tools.
Yeah. See, that's so important. And I'm noticing one of the tools that you have on your website are these SCWL subliminal tapes and CDs.
They are wonderful. I need an hour and a half with you.
Exactly.
They are excellent. They go directly to your subconscious mind, and they will start the programming process. You need to work consciously and subconsciously, and they bypass that barrier in the mind. They are the only tapes I know, the subliminal tapes and CDs. They've been in business for over 25 years.
Mm.
And they are really helping people. All the other companies have pretty much come and gone.
Yeah.
This company is exceptional.
They've stood the test of time.
They sure have.
And to me, you talk about the power of a cheerleader. Here with these subliminal tapes, to me, I'd call this a cheerleader for the subconscious mind, because you get millions upon millions of these positive messages day in and day out. And I mean, you know how good we feel if someone just comes up and says, "You look great. I wish you a wonderful day." And so, one more tool that you've got there in your fabulous bag of tricks. I love it. Oh boy! And gosh, Beverly, I just want to encourage people to go to visit your website and avail themselves, especially of your book, because a lot of books are out there, and a lot of books are good. What I'm noticing about yours is not only is this a powerful book to help solve problems, it's also teaching you how to continue to know how to solve your problems and do it with a very little effort. We come back, as we come full circle in this thing, to that statement of Mark Victor Hansen, who's, just in case anyone's not sure of it, how good he is, he sold 100 million-plus books, and I saw him and talked with him in July. They're going for 1 billion books.
Wow.
in the next 10 years.
And they
years.
Got, I think, at least 26, if not more, rejections before somebody bought the book. Took the
oh,
book.
Yeah.
At
oh,
least
yeah.
26.
And what does Mark Victor Hansen remind us about your work? You know, says, if you're ready to effortlessly achieve your heart's desires, read Beverly's brilliant, insightful, and easy-to-do book. Do what it says and get it all. So, to me, we're coming full circle on this, Beverly.
You are one of the best interviewers who has ever interviewed me.
Well, thank you.
You are brilliant. You are brilliant because you put in your own comments, which are so insightful to help your audience. I have one other thing that I need to add, which
yes.
I can't believe I forgot, is that the introduction to my book is by John DeMartini, who is in The Secret.
Ah, wonderful.
Yeah, and I can tell you what he has said is that her teachings and writings have led and challenged me to ever greater vision and action. Her dedicated study of the laws of the universe as they relate to self-mastery are signs of her commitment to humanity. Mm. I mean, that's, you know, a couple of lines that I read you from his introduction.
Ooh. well, folks, with that in mind, I'm getting that high sign that as much as we'd like to continue, there's There's another program coming up, and we just want to pause to thank you, Beverly, for a marvelous, marvelous sharing and the gift of your book, and to be able to get vibrational harmony by going to beverlynadler.com. And I wish you just marvelous success, and I want to thank you and my listeners for being with me today, and get ready for more fun and adventures. Tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for a wonderful advanced living radio program. Until we meet again, I offer you my love and best wishes, and offer us a blessing of God to look out for us and to bless us and to keep us healthy and strong. Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you,
my beloved listeners.
It's been wonderful.
Goodbye for now.